Mali has asked the UN to deploy a rapid reaction force to counter attacks on peacekeepers in the African country. Foreign Minister Abdoulaye Diop says the world body must take urgent measures to strengthen its mission in the north. The call comes after 31 peacekeepers died in recent attacks on their camps. An African-American has been shot dead by an off-duty officer in the U.S. city of St. Louis, Missouri. The incident happened when the officer tried to make a pedestrian check. The suspect then fled on foot and fired at the chasing cop. The officer returned fire, striking the man. In the U.S., the leading rights organization says African Americans are the main targets of the Boston Police Department with zero or no justification. The American Civil Liberties Union says over 60% of the department's encounters with civilians between 2007 and 2010 targeted African Americans. And U.S. military sources say Kurdish forces are resisting against Takfiri militants in their fight over control of the Syrian border city of Kobani. The two sides have been fighting over the past 3 weeks. On Wednesday, U.S. and Jordanian aircraft conducted additional airstrikes against the ISIL positions. U.S. President Barack Obama has described his campaign against ISIL as a tough job. In a meeting with senior American military commanders, Obama said the terrorist group poses a threat to the entire world. The comments come as Syria's border city of Kobani is on the verge of collapse. And Bahrainis have taken to the streets of the Abu Saiba village to mark the third death anniversary of a young man killed during an anti-regime protest. Ahmad Al-Khatan was shot dead by security forces, but an official report said he died of heart failure. And Pakistanis have rallied against the U.S. drone strikes in the country's tribal regions. The protesters shouted anti-U.S. slogans and burned the American flag in the Multan of the Punjab province. The demonstration comes after a U.S. drone strike killed at least two people in the northwestern tribal belt of North Waziristan. And that's it for News in Brief.